This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody on a live range before. That was interesting. Hey, third hour number three is here, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you've got your weapon, if you've got your magazines, if you've got your ammunition, G-Code's got everything else. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. When the Democratic Party and the establishment media overreached and pushed all manner of gun control in the wake of the attack on Sandy Hook, something unexpected happened. Americans mobilized, and they rejected more gun laws, and they purchased more guns. And to put it plainly, America embraced self-defense anew and chose a gun in the hand or the purse over another gun law on the books. Gun sales boomed and concealed carry permit applications surged as well. And contrary to their very tired claims from the left, the people buying these guns were not the same old white guys who already owned guns and were now expanding their collection. Yeah, there were some of us buying guns, but there were also a lot of women, mothers, aunts, grandmothers, young female professionals buying them as well. And many of these women were getting their carry permits. In fact, the Crime Prevention Research Center issued a July 2016 report showing that women acquired concealed carry permits at twice the rate of men during Obama's second term. And here's another fact the left does not enjoy. Gun sales to minorities went up as well. And as with women, many of the minority individuals buying guns also got a concealed carry permit. Breitbart News summarized the CPRC report. The number of women with permits has increased twice as quickly as the number of men with permits. It also shows that there is evidence which suggests that permit holding is increasing about 75% more quickly among minorities than among white people. Welcome. Study shows that concealed carry has risen 215% since 2007, and the number of permits increased by 1.73 million in 2015 alone, leaving the national total of permits at more than 14.5 million. In certain states, surge in female concealed carry was breathtaking. Washington State, home of KBDB, who's listening right now, they witnessed a nearly 62% increase in women with concealed carry permits between January 2013 and April 2016. Way to go, Washington State. And that surge began just weeks after the Sandy Hook attack. The hunger for self-defense was demonstrable. And the renewed hunger for self-defense has not abated. May 16 through May 2017 witnessed the greatest ever one-year growth in the number of concealed carry permits issued, and the CPRC reported the number of permits had surpassed 15 million nationally last month, May 2017. I think they're being a little conservative with that. Not surprisingly, background checks for retail gun sales absolutely exploded during the surge in concealed carry. Beginning May 2015, the monthly record for background checks has been broken 19 months in a row. That means 2015 May witnessed more background checks than any May in history. June 2015 witnessed more background checks than any June in history. So forth and so on, EIEIO. So, beginning May 2015, the monthly record, you know. According to the FBI, there were 24.7 million background checks conducted between January 1st, 2016 and November 30th, 2016 alone. And that means the number of background checks conducted in the first 11 months of 2016 surpassed every previous record for the number of checks conducted in a full year. Again, the hunger for self-defense is demonstrable. While these sales were booming and concealed carry was surging and background checks were skyrocketing, Americans around the country began to realize that the high-profile shootings relentlessly politicized by the establishment media nearly every time take place in a gun-free zone. Criminals are picking places where they know their would-be targets cannot return fire. And this realization has done two things. It has bolstered the desire to be armed for self-defense at all times and in all places, and undermined the left's tired claims that gun bans or more gun control translates into safety. Were the people in the gun-free Pulse nightclub in Orlando safe? How about the people in the gun-free county building in San Bernardino? Or the students at gun-free Umpqua County College? Or the moviegoers at Aurora? Or the students at gun-free Virginia Tech? And the list goes on and on and on. It is a list of attacks that occur in places where Americans are denied their unalienable God-given right to self-defense. Americans want to be able to defend their lives, and they know their safety is literally in their own hands. And these things are demonstrable. The only time I'm willing to go into a gun-free zone is if it is really not gun-free. If I go into a courthouse, for example, and I have to walk past 22 police officers who are there, and they're all armed, I'm okay. I know that they will deal with just about anything that happens there, just by the sheer numbers alone. Anything short of that, if I'm going into a building and they don't want me to have a gun in it, and it's a place that sells socks, or a restaurant, or whatever it is. See, in South Carolina, you can carry into a bar. You can't drink. You can't get drunk while carrying a gun. But you can carry into a bar. So if I go into a restaurant and they have a gun-free zone sign up, first, it had better be in the right place. And if it is in the right place, because in South Carolina, it has to be in the right place. If it's not in the right place and if it's not the right sign, I'll turn around and leave. Sometimes I may try to spin around the back of the building because in South Carolina you have to have the gun-free zone sign on all access points into the building. And if it doesn't have that, then it is rendered invalid. Sometimes I'll do that. That's the way I used to justify to myself going into what is called Haywood Mall here. Haywood Mall used to be a gun-free zone, except that JCPenney's, which is one of the corner stores, had no gun-free zone signs on it. So we could get into the mall by going through a building that had no gun-free zone signs. And I was legal. Plus, I used to deliver to Haywood Mall, and I knew that they didn't have any gun-free zone signs on their back doors. See, you literally have to have every exit and entrance covered with one of these things. And very few people don't do that. Costco is one of those places where in South Carolina, they have a national policy of not allowing concealed weapons in their stores, but they won't put up the sign because they're afraid they will anger people and they won't come to the shop. If they see you with a gun, they'll escort you out and ask you to remove it. That's why I'm not a member of Costco. So. When we get back, we're going to talk about Georgia and that referendum on Trump. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Money in politics. I thought they did, yeah.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Blue was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a two-stage process. It gives you three stages. First stage is to clean everything on the gun. I mean, you can literally drop every piece of that gun into the Frog Lube solvent. Pull it out, dry it off, lube it up with some of the good Frog Lube Extreme, and put it back together. And you have now also treated it against all the elements, all the environment. Check these guys out, froglube.com. We just had two special elections. The Georgia one got all of the press. A lot of people forgot that Mick Mulvaney, his district in South Carolina, used to belong to a Democrat named Pratt or Spratt. I can't remember his name, who had been there for 20 some odd years. A lot of people forgot that, but they called it a typically Republican stronghold, and Republican Ralph Norman won that in the House, and that didn't get a whole lot of press. Georgia was a different issue altogether. The special election in the 6th District was billed as a high-stakes referendum on Trump. In all of the much-hyped-up buildup coming from the left and their media ally boys. Not a local election, not a fluke election. This was a moment of truth referendum on Trump. Let me see something here. Let's see. Trump's been in office. He's been in office exactly 5 months now. And most of his 5 months time, he's accomplished quite a few things, but most of his 5 months time has been either fighting about collusion with the Russians, or Hillary won the, she won the popular vote, which nobody cares because that's never been an issue, or all this other stuff. But we were going to have a referendum 5 months in. Because weren't his poll numbers down? Democrats, don't you remember when the polls were wrong? When the coronation didn't happen, do you remember how the poll said, well, you know, okay, Hillary Clinton's got her transition team ready to go. Podesta's already got all of his people together. The bottles of bubbly have been popped. Do you remember that? Do you remember how everything was wrong? You were wrong. The polls were wrong. Everybody was wrong. Didn't the resistance put on a mega protest show and continue their tantrum in the all days of rage riots on college campuses? Wasn't he engulfed in a scandal for colluding with the Russians to win the 2016 election that was rightfully Hillary Clinton's? All of which, by the way, happened when Barack Obama was in office and didn't do anything about it. If a Democrat was going to lose, do you not think, if a Democrat was going to lose because of this collusion, don't you think Obama would have pointed it out? He would have pointed it out. He would have stopped it. He would have said, hold up now. We need to hold up on this election. The Russians are in town. Were the leftists whispering President Pence while they rubbed their little pale, soft hands together with glee? It's pretty clear the left thought it had a certain victory in the bag with that narrative, along with the perfect post-election analysis, no matter what the Georgia voters thought about it. Here's some pompous pre-election analysis that ran earlier this week in the New York Times. The hard-fought battle for Mr. Price's seat in Atlanta's northern reaches has not only become a financial arms race, but by far the most expensive house contest in history. It has evolved into one of the most consequential special elections in decades. Republicans, weighed down by Mr. Trump's growing unpopularity, must demonstrate they can separate themselves from the president enough to hold suburban districts that only now are becoming battlegrounds. And Democrats, facing a restive base hungry for victory after disappointing losses in Montana and Kansas, are under pressure to show they can notch something more than a moral victory in the sort of affluent seat they will need in order to take back the House majority. An outright win in Georgia would serve as a validation of the party's overall strategy. Well, that was a whole bunch of wasted ink, wasn't it? And aren't these guys the ones that say, we got to get money out of politics? How much money did Ossoff get from Hollywood? Samuel L. Jackson was doing ads for him. And Samuel L., I love your acting, brother, but I got to tell you, you pick some really bad horses to back, brother. You really do. I mean, and I say this in the biblical sense, and if you don't want me to call you that because I'm a Republican, that's fine, idiot. You picked the wrong horse to back. So it was a referendum on Trump. Maybe so. But what were the locals saying when Karen Handel won the special election last night? From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, by the way, not in Hollywood, Handel thanked Donald Trump and the other prominent Republicans who supported her in the nationally watched runoff, leading to cheers of Trump, Trump, Trump from the crowd at the Hyatt Regency in Dunwoody. I guess it was a referendum, just not with the narrative that Ben Rhodes and all of his fellow Democratic Party co-eagles and media toadies thought it would be. Apparently, just hating Trump is not sufficient to win an election these days. The reality that this shows is that Georgia voters and Americans in general are tired of the left's kitchen sink Energizer Bunny style efforts to delegitimize President Trump, whether through tantrums, thuggery, lawsuits, special prosecutors, fake news, gobs and gobs of campaign cash, or by any means necessary. Handel wasn't riding high in the polls, but when it came down to brass tacks and the coinciding news was all in the disgusting efforts to stop Trump and the agenda they elected him to accomplish back in Washington, Handel's numbers crossed the victory threshold. And Democrats, of course, are horrified. Though some are trying to put the best possible face on it, others are vowing to double down on extremism. To take two examples. Like Jen Psaki, she said, don't lose your mind over GA06. We have health care to fight for right now, and 94 R held seats more favorable to Ds. Really? And then, what do we get here? Then Selena Zito said, there'll be Democrats who feel as though they lost because moderating message. They'll want to go militant progressive for 2018. They will be wrong. And that's the truth. Going further to the left, going, you know, hard into the left wingery, that's not going to get you anywhere. That's not going to get you anywhere. Now you have $23 million in campaign debt. You shelled out $200 per vote, all because you thought hating on Trump was a winning strategy. They wanted a referendum on Trump, and they got it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty you will not believe. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Day in, day out. Since January, well, since November, really. November the 9th. We've been witnessing the political assassination of Trump, along with a continuous verbal and at times physical attack upon conservatives. And we encounter no visible defense or offense from the GOP. Nothing. Nothing! And some of us are beginning to wonder why. The Republicans in leadership within the House and within the Senate. First of all, in the House, when they got the House, they said, well, we need the Senate. So then they got the Senate. So now when they got the House and Senate, then they said they had to have the presidency. Now they got it. And we're getting nothing from them. They, you know, Trump steamrolled his victory train through state houses across the country, turning once Democratic states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, West Virginia from traditional blue to red. Republicans captured 35 state governorships along with the House and Senate. Running the country, Republicans, one would think the GOP leadership would be ecstatic and exhibit gratitude to the man that you rode on his coattails to such a victory, but instead, the GOP establishment is sitting back with near passivity, much like they did during Obama's administration. Now, I know Trump was an outsider. He's not like you, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, John McCain, or Lindsey Graham. He's not part of that elite Washington establishment. He came out of nowhere to grab the leadership position normally extended to those who wait in line. Like you, John McCain, like you, Mitt Romney, like you, Bob Dole. Losers, every one of you, losers, when it came to the big prize. But he came out of nowhere to grab the leadership position. Trump did none of that. He saw a vacuum, and he was determined to fill it, and fill it he did. Because nature abhors one, and somebody with a little bit of force behind him will get in there. Instantaneously, the Democratic left declared war upon him with the never-Trump conservatives not far behind, Graham, McCain, Goldberg, Williamson, Crystal, all of you. His primary win was a political earthquake, not only for the Democratic left, but for the GOP establishment headed by folks like Romney, who were waiting in the wings to reestablish their command of the GOP leadership. You. Listen, I've met him, had lunch with him. He's a nice guy. He's not a president. He's a good businessman, no doubt about it. He's not a leader, though. Once Rance Priebus and the GOP reluctantly declared their support for candidate Trump, those of us who had supported him from the start were hopeful for a new beginning of mutual respect. Boy, did we call that one wrong. Since Trump's election, the president has been under daily siege from within and without, and not a day goes by without an attack by the mainstream media and the press. The attacks range from unfounded accusations of Russian collusion, which isn't even a crime, which have also been debunked, to obstruction of justice since there is no evidence of collusion, which he can do without any fear of reprisal because he is the president. It's not obstruction of justice when he does it. It's called being the executive. The whole scenario is a concocted schizophrenic scheme by the entire left to paralyze this agenda, this administration, with a mission to impeach and remove Trump from office. This is being organized by the former president, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, from his compound in D.C. It's being financed by billionaire George Soros, who favors a one-world government. Obama has boosted his 30,000-strong Organization for Action with 250 offices throughout the country to resist and persist. And, in effect, they are organized to resist the will of the people, me and you, who legally elected President Trump. When Trump delivered an executive order to ban Muslim immigration from seven hotbeds of Islamic terrorism, Obama, who picked the nations himself, delivers his orders to resist and obstruct to his henchmen on these 250 urban areas. And likewise, his propaganda arm, the mainstream media, the press, along with the Soros brown shirts, spring into action with violent protests while activist Obama-appointed judges nullify the order. So whether it's immigration or health care, the scenario is always the same. It is illegal to plot to overthrow our republic, but it boggles the mind why this plot is permitted to continue with impunity. So instead of an investigation of the likes of Obama, Soros, and Hillary Clinton for numerous criminal activities, using an unsecured server, deletions of thousands of classified emails, pay-to-play, money laundering, the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia, and actual Russian collusion by her campaign manager, John Podesta, who had lots of stocks, lots of shares in companies, all Russian. We now have a special counsel, Mueller, with close personal ties to Comey, who has admitted leaking classified material, who has been assigned to investigate President Trump. Let's get to Podesta. When he was an advisor to Hillary Clinton in the State Department, he came on board a small energy company, Juul, based in Massachusetts. And 2 months later, a Russian entity by the name of Rusnano paid ₹1 billion into Podesta's company. That's about $35 million. It's important to note that Rusnano is not a private company. It is totally funded by the Kremlin. Podesta owned 75,000 shares of Juul, but nowhere did he disclose that during his time spent in the Obama administration. In light of this, why is the GOP silent? Why aren't they calling for an investigation into possible Russian collusion with the Clinton campaign? Are we looking for justice? Where is the outrage? And more importantly, where is the GOP? Instead of defending Trump on national television or in the press, they are deafeningly silent. Not only are they not defending our president, but they're not seeking investigations where evidence of real criminality is taking place. So they must not only refute and reject and defeat the left's contentions of Russia-Trump collusion and obstruction of justice, but they must go on the offense and attack Clinton and her cronies for actual and real criminal activity. We hold all three branches of government, and they're like timid rabbits out there in a field full of dogs. And by their silence and timidity, they have yielded power to the Democratic left, who behave as if they were in power. And you people in the GOP, you may be possibly thinking that we're not noticing your lack of action. And perhaps you're banking on putting one of their own into the Oval Office should President Trump be removed with a return to business as usual. And that would be a nearly huge, that would be a really huge mistake for you to make, because 63 million of us voted for him. And should he be removed from office, we will view this removal as a personal breach against us. We will not forget your silence. We will not forgive your silence. It will signal time to begin a new party. Maybe a constitutional party composed of those who have the conviction and courage to stand for the Constitution instead of your own stupid self-interests. We need to know that you have the president's back, GOP. My brother from another mother, Darren Sullivan, when he and I worked together at this company, a lot of physical work going on, he would run around all day saying, "Do something." Take that advice, GOP. Do something. And do something now, damn it. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the Democrats are addicted to something they have no idea what it means. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. And it works all the time. Check them out, froglube.com. A lot of partisans out there today who've never seen combat, never trained for it, never put on a pair of boots or socks or anything issued by any military. But they're too eager to resort to a warlike tactic in politics. They're in love with an apocalypse, doomsday, thinking justifies anything. So if Armageddon lies just beyond the horizon, then all measures are worthwhile in staving it off. Armageddon simplifies the complex, makes all decisions clear. Judeo-Christian moral qualms are minimized in the face of an implacable enemy bent on bringing hell down to earth. There's something attractive about all that. The left is adrift without a mission. Americans find windmills to fight and dub themselves knights in that battle. They find excitement in that battle. In an age where nearly nobody has served in the military against an actual existential foe, too many Americans dream of a war that will provide meaning and clarity. They watch The Walking Dead and The Game of Thrones, and they imagine themselves fighting a faceless enemy, making easy moral decisions. They'll watch a comic book film and thrill to the fictional antics of those saving the world. In war, at least in theory for the layman, all moral decisions boil down to one. Does it help our side win? The left have flattered themselves a lot with such illusions since the 1960s. They launched wars on drugs and poverty and repressive Judeo-Christian sexual mores. They saw themselves as guerrillas in the fight against a racist, imperialist American government. Imbuing themselves with the moral superiority of an existential fight, they granted themselves license to do anything to justify anything. As Saul Alinsky put it, in war, the end justifies almost any means. And the result is chaos. For two decades, the warlike mentality of the left crept into remission.
But with the war in Iraq, it was reinvigorated. That wartime mentality was exacerbated by President Obama, who divided Americans into political battalions by race, class, and sexual orientation, and activated his electoral army to support his grand strategy. Rioters were treated as shock troops, overzealous but necessary. Violent protesters were tutted on college campuses and at campaign events. The left said that words were violence, and they acted it out. With the rise of Trump, well, apocalyptic thinking has increased exponentially. They have declared time and again that the end is imminent. Trump's pullout from the Paris Accords, ridiculously enough, meant that the planet would turn into an oven, roasting the flesh of babes and swamping cities with rising tides. His utterly unproven Russian collusion spelled the end of the American democratic experiment. Trump care is going to kill millions of people. With the end so near, how could the left be blamed for deploying all of its tactics, from AstroTurf boycotts to political intimidation, to stop this oncoming onslaught? You've got a tiny coterie of leftists who have even embraced the actual logic of war. Because in war, people die. In the aftermath of the shooting of the House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, Joy Reid said on MSNBC, "It's a delicate thing because everybody's wishing the congressman well and hoping that he recovers, but Steve Scalise has a history that we've all been forced to ignore on race." Apocalyptic thinking of the left and its commensurately unmoored rhetoric and behavior drove the rise of doomsday thinking on the right. The creeping despair of apocalyptic thinking began with President Obama. He utilized his massive popularity to target his political enemies and immobilize his leftist media allies as a propaganda army, willing to ignore his sins and be the champion of his programs. And that despair snowballed with the passage of Obamacare and crescendoed with the defeat of Mitt Romney. An honorable, naive, not really a leader man who fell victim to the left's troll-based election scheme. Then that anger reached its apex with the Republican inability to fulfill promises about stopping either Obamacare or President Obama's executive amnesty. Conservatives felt like the apocalypse was upon them. The country was at risk. The Constitution, a dead letter. Hillary Clinton is, arguably the most corrupt politician of our lifetime. She was on the verge of the presidency, and this was the true political apocalypse. This was doomsday. Unlike the left, however, the right had a guiding Judeo-Christian moral compass written into its political education. Sometimes I wish it didn't. The notion of individually virtuous behavior restrained conservatives from likening political warfare to actual warfare, from applying wartime morality to peacetime politics. Now, the election of Trump liberated some conservatives from the shackles of that morality. It wasn't that Trump won. It wasn't merely that Hillary lost. It was how Trump won, because he dumped the trappings of virtue by revealing the fibs and vulgarities and cruelties and violent chatter of the Democrats. Because so many conservatives thought Trump would lose, they were convinced when he won that he won because of this behavior, not in spite of it. Trump, the right convinced themselves, won because he saw more clearly than anyone else that a war was on us, and he fought a war like a war. Trump is used to getting things done. Here's the thing about the landscape today. We are in a war. To defeat the left, we are going to have to imitate the left. But in imitating them, we will better them. For those out there that are saying, well, this is a moral struggle. No, this is not a moral struggle. This is an existential struggle. And the fate of the republic is at stake. Now, the left has been peddling this to their base for a long time, and we're way behind on this. There's a reason they've lost 1,000 legislative seats across the country, 2/3 of the governorships, the House, the Senate, the presidency. It's because they have no message. And it's because they've been demonizing people. And when that's the only message you got, well. But then when you embrace certain principles that you really don't know that much about, when you go out there and you start burning down city blocks and limousines belonging to the people you claim to be representing and Starbucks, and when you hit people in the head with bike locks, and then when you decide to kill a bunch of guys for practicing baseball and being Republicans, you've crossed the line. This isn't The Walking Dead. This isn't some Batman movie. This is a constitutional republic. You people who have never seen a war, who have begun championing these kind of tactics, you're bringing actual violence closer. And that's a losing proposition for you. This is a constitutional republic with a social fabric that frays every time you guys jettison traditional morality for these wartime tactics. I think you may believe that we won't meet you on this. And that would be a really wrong proposition for you to make. I mean, really wrong proposition. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. I just want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Nearly 1/3 of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. 1/3. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.